precious and almighty God.
It is with such joy that we come to this place, that our bodies come, that our hearts come, that our souls come, a place where we can be together as we worship you. We thank you for being a God who knows our names, a God who is with us in all things, the small and the large, a God who created it all, who still is creating, and who has created us and is never, ever going to let us go. And in the knowledge of that, we can come to you in prayer, knowing that there is nothing that you do not want to hear from us, even though you knew it before us. And so we just offer ourselves to you this morning. We pray that you would just search our hearts. We come from so many different places and so many different situations. Some of us come from having sat in a hospital for days this last week. Others are looking forward to sitting in a hospital this next week. We're thankful for the doctors and the nurses who are there to take care of us. And we pray that you would bring healing on all those whose names we have lifted up this morning, on those that are in our hearts. We pray especially for Judy as she goes into this procedure this next week. We pray that comfort and a healing and some relief might come. We pray for Tricia as she begins this series of chemotherapy, knowing that it's going to make her feel terrible, and yet knowing that it will bring healing along with you, God. And so we ask you just to give her strength. We ask you just to allow her to keep that delightful sense of humor that she has, and to be able to laugh even in the midst of hurt and pain. Indeed, for all of us, that's what you call us to do, isn't it? To laugh and to sing, to have faith, to love one another, to look ahead, to lean toward the light, even in the midst of the darkness. That's the joy of Jesus Christ. He couldn't be kept in the tomb, and he still cannot. And that's a part of our lives as well. And we pray for people we know, but we pray also for people who we don't know. And we pray for those who are struggling with war and death and destruction of the homes that they love so dearly, and they can't even figure out what the reason for it is. We pray for peace. We pray for those who are struggling with weather, with floods and disasters that are destroying their homes. We pray for family as they go through this period of having lost a portion of their home and that feeling of security and safety. We pray that you would just bless them and move them through this with strength and wisdom. We pray for our church. We pray that you would keep your church, the Church of Jesus Christ, moving forward in the direction in which we are to go. May we follow only you, Jesus. You are our head, not the words of men and women who tell us what to do, but only, only you. And we pray that you would be with this United Methodist Church. Show us the way. We feel lost, but we know we're not, because we are yours, and all will be well. Thank you. Thank you for Jesus, who taught us to pray this prayer that we know so well. Help us to really hear it as we pray it this time together. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,